Good morning, everybody. Tom here, enjoying my iced coffee. That's so good. Okay, so as predicted, I don't really have as much of a response to this AMA, because I haven't really been very active, or as active as I used to be. But I did get a little over 40 questions, so I think that's a good number to start with and see how far we get. So I'm going to answer these in the order that I received them, and here we go. I've literally just discovered the GWA side of Reddit and NSFW ASMR, and I am addicted. Welcome. As an actress and writer myself, I wanted to know how much of this is prepared / written, and how much of it is off the cuff and improv, or is it all written? When I first started, which was at the end of June, I scripted everything. Everything was a script. Everything I wrote, everything. When I started commissions, I believe back in August, all of my commissions were scripted. And then somewhere between September and October, I stopped doing that. And everything since probably mid-September has been completely improv. That doesn't mean that I don't write, that I won't like prepare beats to keep me on track for how I want to improvise a story. But there's no dialogue that I am strictly adhering to. Things just kind of happen. And so for me, my process is to improvise. I know a lot of other people who are very, you might know a friend of mine, he's very, very, very popular. I won't drop a name, but you probably know who he is. And he's of the newer generation, like I am. He's extremely meticulous and calculated with his scripts, and it shows. It pays off for him. And I remember when I used to script like that. I just don't have the same motivations anymore to do it that way. But if you want to write a script, I think there are things that you can do with a script that you cannot do with improv. And likewise, there are things that can happen during the improvising process that will never, ever happen in a million years if you're going by a script. Like, just magical things that happen. I think finding a way to bridge the two in some way, whether it's beats like I do or in some other fashion, I think would be beneficial. I think everybody needs to learn how to improv. Sometimes scripts just don't work, and you need to be able to work around that. So thank you for the question. Since you've been growing steadily on GWA these past few months, how do you see your future audios in terms of expansion and variety in creations? My audios have actually, And it, so I haven't actually seen myself growing steadily on GWA because I've actually kind of graduated myself out of exclusively being a GWA creator because I monetized and I now do this for a living. And most of my income comes from Patreon. And because of that, my content, the pipeline for content starts at Patreon, at the Patreon level, and then retires out to GWA. Sometimes I'll create something and sanitize it so that it can go straight to YouTube. But other than that, everything is pretty much the same. It's just that there's kind of levies and a few extra steps before things get to GWA. I've already diversified in terms of creation. My YouTube channel, since I started it, which I started it in October when I started my Patreon, there's about 16,000 subscribers, I think. And I've got stuff up there that you won't find anywhere else. There are episodes of Strings, which I'll get to in a second, that you can find there that are not, they're not pornographic, but they still fit into the picture. And so the best place for me to put something like that is YouTube. In addition to the safer work stuff, YouTube has given me, there's a lot of opportunity for like boyfriend experience, husband experience type audios, more comfort audios, that I don't know, has probably spilled over into GWA because I create explicit versions of those for Patreon and I've shared some of them on GWA. One such has gone like really, really gotten a lot of attention. And then in terms of Strings itself, which is my kind of serial, there's a lot of things I'm doing where I'm working with other actors. I'm placing multiple actors in the same clip with me. I want to get to the point where we've got four different voices in the same scene. I want to get to the point where I'm producing F for M content, where I'm writing or directing F for M content for my female actors. And that's kind of a concept that I think is new. And I want other male creators to be able to hop on board and create some content for that. So I think I'm thinking of like a large collaborative effort for something like Strings and just kind of doing things that we've never done before or haven't seen before in terms of process. And collaboration. Certainly, we've seen collaboration across GWA, across Audible, but the way I want to run the process is kind of different in that it's more humanistic, it's a little more organic, it's a little more experimental and less structured and formal. But that does not mean that it would be less supervised or somehow less official. I still know my process and I still know how to run a team. So I'm looking forward to finding a team to create more content. And just by virtue of diversifying the type, the makeup of the combination of the creative team, I think we can create some new and exciting things. When you record audios like and understanding, where there's a lot of yelling involved, can your neighbors hear you? Okay, so I actually own a house. I am in a house, and there's a lot of walls between my office, which is actually in the basement, and the next house over that I'm closest to. So there's no way my neighbors can hear me. The sound insulation in this house is pretty good. It was a new construction when I bought it, and there's no way. I can't hear them. They can't hear me. The only way they could possibly hear me is if they were right outside my window, which is they wouldn't be, because they would have to be in my yard, and past my gate to do that. And yeah, there's no way. They cannot hear me. I could yell, I could scream bloody murder, and they would not hear me, which is good and bad, I guess. Okay, if you are going to be a girl, which audios of Cal's and Eli's would you want / fantasize to be in? It could either be, I'm not going to answer questions about other artists. I will say that, Firefighter Cal's debut is one of my favorite installments from Cal, and I think my favorite, so I think Stargazing from Eli, if I could insert myself, I guess that would be one of them. Or Period Juice. But that's Eli and Miri. So, but yeah, I would totally be a part of that. Because I like vampires. Yeah, I guess that's how I would answer that. But I don't want to comment too much on like the content of those. That's really for those creators to talk about. But I will say that I enjoyed those a lot. And I probably enjoyed them more than I give either of those two credit for. Like, I'm not very vocal. But yeah, Cal and Eli, if you're listening, I listen. I listen to your stuff. So, do you consider yourself as a confident person, either online or just in general? Yes, I do. I say what I want, and typically I say what I mean. My weakness comes from my compassion for others. I'm not often very empathetic, but I am very compassionate, and sometimes my compassion leads me to make decisions or say things that are a little too accommodating one way or the other, and I end up compromising my own principles, and I don't like doing that. But yes, I would not say I am shy at all about sharing what I feel or believe. Are we going to see more collabs in the future, maybe with Eli and Cal? You are going to see more collaborations, yes. Eli has a character in Strings, so we'll be working together again. Cal, I can't speak for Cal because, we've never talked. I mean, we've talked about working together before, but nothing's ever been finalized, and it was never in any capacity that was like one of us being a character in the others. It was always just kind of like meta jokes and inclusions and stuff. But Cal is busy doing his own thing, and I'm busy doing my own thing. And Eli just started a Patreon, so like all three of us are kind of doing our own thing right now. And It's a little bit difficult to be messing around in someone else's stuff when you're trying to figure out your own stuff. So I would say that I would not hold my breath for full out Eli and or Cal collabs, especially because to my knowledge Cal has not really collaborated with very many people at all, if anybody. So what is your love language? I don't really know what a love language is. I'm candid. I say what I feel, and I am extremely vocal when I'm being intimate. I ask questions and I let my partner know when I like something. So I don't know. I'm an honest, open person. And if that can be a love language, then that's my love language. Do you make New Year's resolutions? No, I don't, because I resolve to do things all the time. And I largely don't think that New Year's is a very significant day, other than a day to reflect on an arbitrary, you know, point in time. But revolving around the sun is not important to me. What is important is that as it occurs to me to do so, when I decide that I need to change something, I do it. And that can happen at any time of year. And I don't give myself a deadline unless I need to, but, okay. So I'm still, question. What is your favorite memory from this year? I think my favorite memory was when I was making my Discord, because somebody in Patreon was like, when are we going to get a Discord? And I was like, oh shit, I need to make a Discord. So I made the Discord, and I set all the permissions, and I had the Patreon bot in there, and I hit connect onto Patreon. I connected my Discord server to Patreon, and like 150 people teleported into the server, but all of them had the wrong, like all of the permissions had been set up incorrectly, so nobody could see anything or type. And I had to fix everything like immediately. But that's probably one of my favorite moments, because for the first time, a community of people that was directly supporting me, I could see them coming in, and I was able to talk to them directly. And that was a very good moment for me. What's a song that's stuck in your head currently? I don't really have any songs stuck in my head. Do you have any favorite audios? Currently, Lost Time is one of my favorite audios of mine. It's, I did it with, Rogue Bunny, who, played opposite me, and we did a collaboration there. And she was fantastic. I think it's one of the most dynamic, audios that I've ever done. And you can find that on YouTube or Pillow Talk. When We Found Us is a feature length audio that will be coming to GWA soon. It's an hour and 4 minutes, I believe. it is currently a Patreon exclusive. However, that will be coming out soon. And I loved that. I loved creating that. And my most recent one that came out, Reconciled. I haven't really played a role like that before. Not quite like that. And just kind of taking it slow and letting myself kind of growl a little bit. It was a lot of fun. What advice would you give someone who's interested in making erotic audio? Just start making them. There's no other advice I can give. Just if you want to do it, then find a script and do it and post it. And if nothing bites, nobody says anything, just keep doing it. Make sure that you're doing it because you want to do it, not because you want to get attention. Because if you do it that way and you don't get attention, then you've failed. And you don't want to set yourself up for failure. So make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. And one of the main reason being you want to do it. So if you want to do it, then just do it. A lot of people ask this question, actually. A lot of VAs are asked this question. And the answer is always just start. Just get a microphone and start. Has anyone ever walked in on you recording these audios? Yeah, like my brother and my cousins have kind of walked in, like bringing me food and stuff. But like never when I was like mid heat and performing like some kind of sex. They've never done that, but they know what I do. Everybody in my life knows what I do, so I'm not embarrassed by it. What's your favorite anime? I don't really watch anime. I did watch My Hero Academia. My friend made me watch it. That was fun. Attack on Titan is like horrific and a lot of fun. I have a lot of friends who are in the dub for Sailor Moon Crystal. So I am partial to that. Even though I'm not really the biggest fan of that show, I support my friends. So I have a lot of voice actor friends who are in that. So in your last AMA, you mentioned The Craft. I have not seen The Craft Legacy, which is the question. What did I like about the original? The whole thing. Like, I watched the original when I was a teenager, and it was just angsty, and there was like revenge plots in it, and there was magic, and the bad guy got what was coming to her. It was just a fun movie. And I think like everybody goes through this phase where they were like Wiccan for a week. And so that spoke to me too. I think for those reasons a lot of people liked The Craft. Okay, so I was wondering how many takes you usually do for each audio. Like how many recordings that you feel confident in do you need before you pick one and consider the recording part done? I don't do takes. I record in one go. So, for instance, I've got a script here. Let me find a script right now. So I've got a script here in front of me. And so let's say the line is, that doesn't feel right. Come on. No, you don't have to. I can't ask you for that. So I might read that like, no, that doesn't feel right. Come on. No, you don't have to. I can't ask you for that. And if I decide like, I don't like that, I'll just immediately retake it. And maybe I'll decide, you know what? He needs to be more cheerful. And I'll immediately just go into it. You know what? That doesn't feel right. All right. So come on. You don't have to do that. I can't ask you for that. No, I know that. Come on. Let's go. So like I'll just immediately change what I'm doing and do a retake and then keep going. So my files are typically one long file that I just kind of mix to and splice up. And I improv, like I said before, I improvise a lot. So there's not really much to mess up when there are no lines to follow. I just read lines from something that I wrote a long time ago. So that's why I had lines there, because I'm working on that audio. But I'm working on stuttering less in the monologues I record for my classes, and I think you do a great job of staying confident in what you say. If you're doing monologues, and so that means that you're following a script. As soon as you mess something up, as soon as you say something in a way that you believe you don't want to, you don't want it to do, or you didn't want to do it that way, just repeat yourself. Just say it again. That's the key to not letting messing up get to you, is to not let it be a big deal. As soon as you stutter or say something weird, then just say it again, and then edit that part out. Edit the old part out. What is your favorite non-erotic novel? I have a lot. The First 15 Lives of Harry August is really good. Honey Don't by Tim Sandlin. Hell, Robert Olin Butler. Fight Club, you already know. I know I'm missing one. There's so many. The World to Come by Dara Horn. Very, very good book. There's others, I'm sure. A lot of them are more like texts, like A History of Philosophy. And then there's Freud's unconscious consciousness. But non-erotic novels, there's a lot of them. Graphic novels, I like Neil Gaiman's The Sandman, and I also like Saga, Vaughn, and I follow a lot of X-Men, actually. I'm not a comic fan, and I'm not a Marvel fan. I am an X-Men fan, so I've been following since Giant Size X-Men. Do you have a green thumb? Are you good at planting and keeping plants alive? I don't keep a garden outside because I'm too lazy to figure out what I need to do for my garden here in Chicago. But I keep a lot, a shit ton of plants in my house. I read somewhere that, like, you need one plant per 100 square feet. So I was like, we need like 10 plants on every floor. My office has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 8 plants in my office, and there's a whole bunch upstairs. And I'm gonna get more. Like, if my house is not a jungle, I don't feel safe in it. It doesn't feel like a home. What are your goals for 2021? To just keep doing what I'm doing. How are you mentally? That's kind of a weird question. Mentally, on a net scale, I'm probably doing pretty well. Thoughts on pineapple on pizza? Pineapple and anchovies is my favorite combination. Favorite color is violet or purple. Is there an audio idea that you always wanted to do but you haven't done yet? Oh my god, I don't know. I think I'd like to do a ghost audio. Like, do you remember the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze, where like he wants to touch her, but then he has to like, he possesses like Whoopi Goldberg, and like they do this weird scene where Whoopi Goldberg is like caressing Demi Moore, but it's really Patrick Swayze, but it's like really Whoopi Goldberg. I don't want to do something like that, but I want to do something where like maybe like an ex-lover or a deceased lover has come back as a ghost or whatever. But that could be extremely triggering for some people who've lost somebody. So I don't know. I'll have to think about that one. If you had a partner, what would you do on your first date? In this like climate, this like political and pandemic climate, I don't know what we would do on our first date. Assuming that they are in my quarantine circle. You know what I'm talking about. And we were going on our first date. I mean, a lot of first dates have happened like just at the house. Cause where else are you gonna go? You know, the house is safe and you just kind of talk, have a coffee, share each other's company. That's the equivalent of a date, at least for me these days. Go for a walk, maybe. If none of this was happening, my first date is usually somewhere public, so at coffee shop, some kind of fast casual establishment, or somewhere casual like California Peachy Kitchen oh my god, what is it called? Cheesecake Factory or somewhere where like I can pick up the bill.